A woman who conducts school would be called
a teacher.
And these are some names. The name of the mother of Jesus.
Mary.
And George Washington's wife.
Martha.
And do you remember the song, Wait Till the Sun Shines?
Uh-huh.
What was the name of that?
Nellie.
Okay. And the first book of the New Testament.
Matthew.
And the name of the wife of Abraham.
I think that was Sarah.
Okay. And a boy named Bill, his full name would be?
William.
And if your father had a brother by that full name, you'd call him?
Junior.
He's your father's brother.
Oh, uncle.
Uncle what?
Uncle William.
Okay. And the fourth book in the New Testament?
John.
And if your father had a brother by that name, he'd be?
Uncle John.
And do you remember what they used to call a barrel maker?
No.
But you know? Do you know the family name Cooper or Cooper? Have you ever heard that as a last name?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
What would you call a married woman with that last name should be?
A Mrs. Cooper.
Okay. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your aunt.
Okay. And a preacher that's not very well trained, doesn't have a regular pulpit, just sort of preaches on Sunday here and there, makes his living doing something else and isn't very good at preaching, you'd call him a...
assistant?
Well, if he's not very good at preaching...
And he'd just be a dude.
Did you ever hear yard axe or shade tree or jack leg?
Jack leg.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that?
I don't reckon.
Okay. The highest rank in the army would be?
I don't know.
Well, Robert E. Lee was a...
Was he a general?
What's that?
General.
Uh-huh. And the man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken, he was a...
Colonel.
And the person who presides over the court is a...
Judge.
And someone who goes to school is a...
Student.
And the person who works in an office and does the typing and so forth would be a...
Typist.
Or a... Answers the phone and everything.
Receptionist.
Or secretary. And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
Actress.
And if you're born in the United States, you say your nationality is... You're not Canadian.
American.
What's that?
American.
Okay. And the man in charge of a ship is called the...
Captain.
Okay. Did you ever hear that word captain used in other situations?
Not that I know of.
Okay. And talking about names for races, someone of your race you'd call.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, okay. What would, the race of the mayor of Fayette, he's...
Negro.
Okay. What other terms are there for Negroes?
Well, a nigger.
Uh-huh. Is that pretty insulting? Or?
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
It is insulting to them.
What other terms are there?
Well, used to, they'd rather be called colored people.